Reverend Daniel Aylshire says the way institutions teach religious leaders has changed a lot in the past few decades. He's retiring in a few months after 21 years as executive director of the Association of Theological Schools. The Pittsburgh-based organization accredits religious graduate schools in the U.S. and Canada. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider spoke with him about how schools of religion have diversified during his tenure.
So there are multiple studies showing that overall fewer people are participating in religious organizations, and that's especially true for millennials. So how should seminary prepare people for that?
We're at a moment where every generation of attenders of American congregations and parishes are attending differently. What we also know is that patterns of affiliation in the culture in general are declining. And what we're trying to do in theological education is to make sure that persons being educated for ministry understand what's going on, understand the issues of generational differences, and then seek to identify patterns of ministry that would be open and inviting.
Is part of the problem diversity? Is it a lack of diversity? Do you need people in the church that look like you and so that you can identify and feel safe and comfortable there?
If we only have about 30% of our students who are under 30, then when they're out in ministry, millennials aren't going to find religious leadership that looks like their age cohort. I don't know whether that influences attendance patterns at all. In other ways, we do have a lot of diversity in theological education. About 30% of all of the students enrolled in ATS schools are women. About 37% of all of the students in ATS schools are either persons of color or international students.
Is that a big change from when you started this?
That's changed over the last 30 years. It was about the percentage of students of color has almost doubled in the last 30 years. We take great delight in that because the change that's going on in theological education reflects the change going on culturally. So part of the will there be leaders that look like the persons who are engaged in communities of faith is going to require an ever larger increase of leadership of racial ethnic persons.
Is attending a theological seminary still relevant?
So there's a great deal of change going on. And when there is change, there's new energy emerging. There is some energy that may be subsiding. But my hope comes from looking at the picture as a whole. Are seminaries relevant? Yes. As long as there's religious energy in a culture, people will want religious leaders who understand the history and text of their tradition, who know how to do the work, who know how to be pastorally present, and seminaries will help those leaders develop that capacity.
Reverend Daniel Aylshire, Director of the Association of Theological Schools, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you, Sarah, and appreciate your giving some attention to the work of theological schools